We're covering a new 21Shares Outlook warning that most Ethereum Layer 2 networks may not survive past 2026, as activity, liquidity, and developers continue to concentrate around a small group of dominant chains. You're watching Base Daily by Optimism Show, where we track the moves shaping Base Chain's future. This is not financial advice. For context, Layer 2 scale Ethereum by lowering fees and increasing throughput. But after 2 years of rapid expansion, the ecosystem appears to be reaching a breaking point. According to 21Shares, more than 50 L2s are live today, yet by late 2025, nearly 90% of all L2 transactions were already concentrated on just three networks: Base, Arbitrum, and Optimism, with Base alone processing over 60%. The report describes many smaller rollups as turning into zombie chains, with usage across weaker L2s down 61% since mid-2025. Several projects have already failed or retrenched, including Kinto shutting down, Loopring closing its wallet service, and Blast seeing its total value locked collapse by more than 90%. Even major DeFi protocols such as Aave and Synthetix have scaled back deployments on underperforming L2s due to poor liquidity and limited returns. A key catalyst was Ethereum's Denkun upgrade, which reduced data fees by roughly 90%. While this benefited users, it triggered aggressive fee competition that pushed most rollups into losses. Base was the only L2 to generate positive revenue in 2025. Looking ahead, 21Shares expects a leaner L2 landscape dominated by exchange-backed networks like Base, ETH-aligned designs such as Linea, and high-performance entrants targeting near real-time execution. If you found this useful, subscribe to The Optimism Show and follow along for coverage of how Base, the Superchain, and its member chains are evolving. Thanks for watching. I'll see you in the next one.